出自于出埃及记三章十三到十四节。摩西对上帝说，我到以色列人那里去，对他们说，你们祖宗的上帝打发我到你们这里来，他们若问我说，他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？上帝对摩西说，我是自有永有的。又说，你要对以色列人这样说，那自由的打发我到你们这里来。第二段正道经文来自于出埃及记三十四章五到七节。耶和华在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里，宣告耶和华的名。耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华，耶和华，是有怜悯有恩典的上帝，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽过罪和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，以父及子直到三四代。第三道正道经文来自于罗马书十三章到二十四，十一章十三章十三节到二十四节。我对你们外邦人说这话，因我是外邦人的使徒，所以敬重我的职分，或者可以激动我骨肉之心发愤，好救他们一些人。若他们被丢弃，天下就得与上帝和好；他们被收纳，且不是死而复生吗？所献的心面若是圣洁，全团也就圣洁了。树根若是圣洁，树枝也就圣洁了。若有几根枝子被折下来，你们这野橄榄得接在其中，一同得着橄榄根的肥枝，你们就不可向旧枝子夸口。若是夸口，当知道不是你拖着根，乃是根拖着你。你若说那枝子被折下来是特被叫我接上，不错，他们因为不信所以被折下来，你因为信所以立得住。你不可自高，反要惧怕。上帝既不爱惜原来的枝子，也必不爱惜你。可见上帝的恩慈和严厉，像那跌倒的人是严厉的，像你是有恩慈的。只要你长久在他的恩慈里，不然你也要被砍下来。而且他们若不是长久不信，神要被接上，因为上帝能够把他们重新接上。你是从那天生的野橄榄上砍下来的，尚且逆着性得接到好橄榄上，何况这本树的枝子要接在本树上呢？
Today's scripture reading is from Exodus chapter 3, 13 to 14. Moses said to God, Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, The God of your father has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? Then what shall I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are, and say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. Exodus Chapter 34, verses 5 to 7. Then the Lord came down in a cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord. And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, The Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to a thousand and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished.He punished the children of their children for the sin of their parent to the third and fourth generation. Romans chapter 11, 13 to 24. I am talking to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles. I take pride in my ministry, in the hope that I may somehow arouse my own people to envy and save some of them.For if their rejection brought reconciliation to the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? If the part of the dough offered as first fruit is holy, then the whole batch is holy. If the roots is holy, so are the branches. If some of the branches have been broken off, and you, though a wild olive shoot, have you been grafted in among the others, and now share in the nourishing sap from the olive root. Do not consider yourself to be superior to those other branches. If you do, consider this. You do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say to them, branches were broken off so that I could be grafted in. Granted, but they were broken off because of unbelief. And you stand by faith. Do not be arrogant, but tremble. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he will not spare you neither. Consider therefore the kindness and sternness of God. Sternness to those who fell, but kindness to you, provided that you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. And if they do not persist in unbelief, they will be grafted in. For God is also able to graft them in again. After all, if you are cut out of an olive tree that is wild by nature, and contrary to nature, were grafted into a cultivated olive tree, how much more readily will this, the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree?
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们今天用这个时间哈来思想一下我们的信仰，我们所信的是什么。
Today we want to use this time to think about what our faith is and who we trust in.
我们都说我们信神。
We all say we believe in God.
这位神是我们怎么认识的呢？
How we know this God?
我们看不见他。
We can't see him.
我们可能听别人给我们讲了这位神。
We may heard him from someone else.
听别人讲过他们经历神的一些经历。
We may heard other people's testimony about how they experience God.
或者我们知道在历史上，我们西方国家他们的神呢，这就是。
We also may heard from the history that this is the Western people's God.
我们从教会的历史的这些传统里边认识这位神。
We might also know him from the tradition of the Western churches.
我记得上次我在这分享过，看过一个印度电影哈，那个人，去找各种各样的神。
Last time I remember, I was sharing from an Indian movie that a guy is looking for different kinds of gods in India.
那每种神呢，他的这个怎么讲啊？就是他的 tradition 是不一样。
Each kind of god have their own traditions and they're different.
有的神呢，他需要你给他拿什么椰子来上供。
Some of the god they need your offering coconuts.
然后他到了教会以后，他发现我们在喝葡萄酒。
And when he come to the church and he found that we are drinking the wine or the grape juice.
然后他就跑出去买了一瓶葡萄酒，他想这个神是要喝酒的。
And then he go out and get a grape juice and think or wine. He said this god need to drink the wine.
那他对神的认识就是从这些传统里边认识来的。
And he seems to experience or know the God through this kind of traditions.
这些认识，今天我们的弟兄姊妹在这里要知道，这些认识不足够成为你信仰的基础。
And we need to be aware that today here, our brother and sister, this is not enough for you to know God.
你对神的认识需要从圣经而来。
You need to know the Lord from the Bible.
因为这是他自己启示出来的，他是谁？
Because he revealed himself through the Bible.
所以我们需要以圣经为基础来认识他。
So we need to know the God as the Bible to be our foundation.
而不是听别人说的。
Not by other people's words.
好，我们今天的第一段经文呢，在出埃及记第三章哈。
So our first scripture is coming from Exodus chapter 3.
十三节，摩西对神说：“我到以色列人那里，对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。他们如果问我，他叫什么名字，我要怎么对他说呢？”
Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your father has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what should I tell them?"
摩西这个人很厉害啊。
Moses is very good.
一般人见到神了就趴下敬拜了，他还敢问你叫什么名字？
Normally people when they see God they will be trembled and just you know kneel down and but then Moses dared to ask God what's your name?
他有着犹太人的传统，以色列人的传统。
Moses have the tradition from the Israelites.
他是很清楚的，所以他知道这一位神是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，是他祖宗的神。
So he know that the Lord is from his ancestor. It's Abraham's God, Jacob's God, and Isaac's God and Jacob's God.
他知道这些其实已经很多了。
He know this and it's a lot.
像我们现在的信仰可能对这些还没有他知道的那么清楚那么多。
And sometimes our faith is not even, have enough to be compared with Moses.
但是他觉得不够。
But he don't think this is enough.
所以他问他的名字，那你叫什么名字？
So he asked God, what is your name?
那是第一次哈，神对人类来启示他自己是谁。
This is the first time that God had ever revealed himself to the human being.
那神对摩西说，我是自有拥有的。
God said to Moses, I am who I am.
这是神第一启示的第一个他自己的属性，他是永恒的，是自有拥有的。
This is the first character that God has revealed ever to a human being, that he is forever.
So 在英文里边，因为它有时态，中文里没有，中文就是我是，英文是 I am.
So because in English the grammar they have three type of tense. So he used I am.
我不知道前几周我在周报上登了一篇文章哈，是我摘抄下来的文章啊，谈到神是现在的神。
Couple weeks ago, I actually posted some wordings which I get from other, it's poems. It says, I am who I am, talking about God is a present God.
我不知道大家有没有人读过那篇文章。
Has everybody read about that newsletters? I am who I am.
那有人读过，那今天在这个时候呢，因为这篇文章出现了一些问题哈。
It seems after that newsletter been posted, there's some issues about these articles.
因为牧师也来找我谈过，因为这篇文章呢，他写到他说我不能，他说当我为过去的事情来懊悔的时候，忧虑的时候，神说我不在那里，我在现在。说当我为将来忧虑的时候，神也说我不在那里。这是有问题的，不是说神不在那里，因为神是自有拥有的。Sorry, 比较长。
So in that article, because it's in English grammar, they were using I were not there, I am here, I'm not going to be there. So there's three different grammars. But actually, it doesn't mean that God was not in the past, it was not in the future. It actually is always because I am who I am.It means God was in the past, in the present, and in the future.
对，所以那篇文章他写的说神，他说我是，因为他本身是英文的，把它翻译成中文的，英文的我是用的现在时哈，所以 I am who I am. 他说的不是我曾经是，不是 I was. 他用的不是我将要成为，我将要是，不是 I will be. 他用的是 I am. 他是用这一个。点来说神与我们现在同在啊。
Yeah, because in that a poem, the original poem come from an English version, and it doesn't use you know I was not there, I am here, I'm not going to be, I will not be in the future. So it actually remind us we should not be always regretted for the past that we has been done, and we should not be worried about everything in the future which has not coming yet, but just focus on at present and now.
所以这篇文章呢我发出去了，如果大家因为这个产生一些疑问或者混乱的话哈，正好用这个时间呢我们把它整理一下。
I'm actually very, very sorry for if this poem caused any confusions to anybody, and I would like to use this opportunity to clarify some theories.
对，因为认识神的 本体是非常重要的一件事情哈。
Knowing God's character is very, very important.
所以神说我是自有拥有的神，他从过去到将来，他一直在这里。
God is the Lord's. He said, "I am who I am." It means He was in the past, He was now, and He was in the future. He will be in the future.
我用一个圣经的故事，我们来思想这个问题哈。在约翰福音的第十一章。大家如果有圣经可以打开，如果没有听我讲就可以了哈。这个约翰福音十一章是讲到这个拉撒路复活，主耶稣复活拉撒路的这个故事哈。
I'm going to use the story to explain more in details, and this comes from the book of John and the story about the resurrection, the revival of Lazarus.
Yeah. 拉撒路有个姐姐叫马大。
Lazarus has a brother called Martha. Have a sister called Martha.
Yeah. 所以当耶稣来到那个村庄的时候，那个时候拉撒路已经死了四天了。
When Jesus come to the village, that Lazarus already died for 4 days.
那他的姐姐马大呢，迎接耶稣。
His sister Martha greet Jesus.
所以他说马大听见耶稣来了，就去迎接他。
So he said, when Martha heard Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him.
在二十一节哈，他说主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
She said, Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died.
这是为过去的事情遗憾。
She was very regretting for the past.
如果主早在的话，他都不会死。
If the Lord was there, then my brother would not die.
但是已经死了。
But he died.
这个非常难过痛苦，这个没办法更改了，他已经死了。
She was very sad and miserable.
在马大的系统里边，他认为这件事已经是既成事实了。
In Martha's mind, this has been is a fact. It can't be corrected.
但是还是很难过的。
But she's very, very sad.
当主耶稣说你兄弟必然复活的时候，马大说我知道在末日的时候他必然复活。
When Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again, and Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
这是在将来。
This is about the future.
所以他说将来的时候我知道他一定复活。
She said, I know in future she will rise again.
所以他会为过去悲伤，他知道将来要复活，但是他没有看见现在的耶稣。
She was sad aboutthe past, and she has hope for the future, but she didn't see that Jesus is there.
这个是很遗憾的事情哈。
This is a big pity.
所以当听他这样讲以后呢，主耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。”
When Jesus heard her saying that, she said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life."
这里最起码有两点内容我们要想哈。
There's two points that we need to consider.
第一就是耶稣要把他对过去的遗憾，对将来的那一个盼望转移到对现在的耶稣的身上，因为我在这里。
Jesus want to transform her regrets about the past and her hope to the future, but back to the point that Jesus was standing in front of her right now.
这是第一件事哈。第二件事就是耶稣要把他马大对他的作为的认知转移到我是谁的认知。
And the second is Jesus want to change that who Martha think what he can done for her instead of who he is.
就是过去如果我在，我可以为他治病，将来我也可以使他复活，但是那都是我能做的事情，可是现在我是复活的主，生命在我，复活也在我，他要马大认识这一位主是谁。
So Jesus want Martha to realize that it's if I was there that I can cure him so he will not die, or in the future I can make him rise again, but he actually want to change Martha's thinking about that actually I am here in front of you. I am the life.
用这一个故事哈，让我们来思考哈。主是要把我们信他能做什么事情变成信他是谁。
To use this story that the Lord wants us to thinking about that what the Lord can done for us or who he is.
所以那篇文章呢，不是在表述神是什么样的神，那篇文章是在表述，我们如果总是停留在过去，会为过去忧伤，你无法摆脱。如果你你在一个为将来忧虑的一个状态下的时候呢，因为你还没有到将来，很多的时候，那个事情是不会发生的，而我们错过了现在。这个是非常遗憾的事情。
And in that poem, it actually always reminds us you should really not regret for the past because the past has gone, and then you have nothing to worry about for the future because the future is not even, it's not coming yet. And then, but you need to focus on who the Lord is and what kind of God he is, and then you should have a relationship with Him at this moment.
神是自由拥有的神。
God is, he said, I am who I am.
我确信神是在历史当中的。
I believe that God is in the history, in the past.
不然的话，我们读这么多历史有什么用呢？
Otherwise, what's the point that we study all the histories about the Lord?
我们正是从历史中上帝的作为里边来认识他的。
We actually can recognize our Lord through the history that what he has done for us.
并且我也确信神是在将来的。
And I also truly believe that God's in the future.
如果神不在将来，我们今天就吓死了。
If God is not in the future, that we will tremble.
因为我们的盼望都是虚的，虚空的了。
Because our hope is vain.
所以神一定在将来，我们盼望着那一天我们与他相见的日子。
So we do believe that God is in the future, and we hope for that we will meet Him in one day.
但是我们不要忘了神也在现在。
But we don't believe that God is also at this moment to be with us right now.
我记得前些日子去参加过一个宣教的一个晚餐啊。
I was in the missionary's dinners a couple of weeks ago.
有一个那个讲员哈，他讲到的一个题目一个内容哈，对我的我感触很深的。
I was very touched about the topics that the speakers spoke about.
他说你是为耶稣来做还是和耶稣一起做
He said, do you work for Jesus or do you work with Jesus?
Yeah, 你是 work for Jesus, 你是给他做还是你知道你现在 work with Jesus, 你现在跟他一起做这个是不一样的。
So if you need to, know by yourself that you work for Jesus, that you work for something for him, or you're working with him, and working with him together, this is so important, so much different.And important.
今天我们服侍主哈，如果我们说我们是为主做的，我们非常的努力。
Today we say we're serving the Lord that we work for Him, we work very hard.
有的时候你会非常的疲劳。
And sometimes you got very frustrated and exhausted.
但是你要是跟耶稣一起做的时候，你就不会有这样的疲劳。
However, if you work with the Lord, that you might be, it might be a different case.
因为他跟你一起。
Because he is with you.
因为他把他的力量给你，把他的智慧给你，他要带着你一起走过你现在的路程。
Because he gives you the strength, he gives you the wisdom, and he will lead you through the path.
我自己个人的经历哈。
As my personal experience.
我有很多事情非常的懊悔。
I was regretting a lot of things I have done.
像就像我父亲他去世了，据我所知他都没有听到过福音啊。
For example, my father passed away and he have never have a chance to listen to the gospel.
我每次想到这个时候心里会很难过。
Every time I thought about that, I was very, very sad.
如果他能够现在活着能够有机会该多好。
If he is here and he have the opportunity to listen to the gospel, how great that will be.
但是这个已经是过去了，他没有办法改变。
But this hasIt's the past and it can't be changed.
我相信神是公义的，我相信他在上帝的手里。
I believe that the Lord is righteous. I believe he is in the hand of the God.
所以他会有神会有他的方式来解决这样的问题。
So I know God must have his own solutions for this.
那我有很多，也有很多的时候会忧虑将来。
And there's a lot of times I'm worried about my future.
当我们刚刚开始服侍神的时候，我们确实曾经忧虑过我们的经济状况。
When I started to serve the Lord, I actually quite worried about our financial situation.
因为我还有两个女儿在读书。
Because I got two daughters who are still in the high school.
所以这个家需要 供应，需要供养。
And we need to have incomes to support our family.
那如果我们真的去读神学，去 full time 的读神学，去服侍神的话，我们的家庭状况怎么办？
So if we all decided to dedicate ourselves to study the theology as a full time student, how can we support the family?
所以当这些忧虑来了的时候，我很感恩哈，那个时候是凭着信心走过来的。
When all those worries there, I'm very grateful that I walk by faith.
当我们踏出那一步的时候，神的恩典就来了。
When we choose to go together with the Lord, and the Lord, we can see the Lord's blessing.
一直到现在，我们从来没有缺乏过。
Until now, we never think we were lacking of anything.
所以。我记得有一个统计数据啊，不过我现在没不在我手里哈，就是说我们忧虑的事哈，70-80%大概以上是不会发生的。
I remember this statistics that's about I don't know where this resource is coming from, but it's said that about 70% or 80% of the things that we worry about our future actually never happen.
所以你看现在这个时代这个抑郁症的人很多啊。
There's a lot of people who have depressions these days.
很多的 worry, 很多的担心。
We have a lot of worries and concerns.
其实那些东西你想想如果是关于将来的很有可能它是不会发生的。
You think about that. If you worry about a lot of things in the future, it's many of them actually not going to happen.
你最好用那个精力来考虑考虑现在。
You better use the same time and efforts to thinking about the present.
所以当我们在传扬耶稣基督的这个救恩的时候，传扬基督信仰的时候，有人说那你们说的是以后的永生，我们要活在我们现实一点。
Sometimes when we proclaim the gospel or we preaching the gospel to the other people, we're talking about the futures, about what kind of hope that we have. And some people said, well, that's just too far away. That's in the future. I want to focus on now.
其实基督徒是最现实的人。
But actually, Christians should be the one who is very realistic.
如果我们不现实，我们有问题。
If we are not realistic, we have problems.
我们要活在当下。
We need to live at the present.
就像有人说，很担心啊，如果这个 ISIS 过来了，然后这个基督徒受逼迫的时候，我们怎么办？
Sometimes people worry about, oh, when ISIS comes and then Christian will get persecuted, what can we do?
有人说我可以为主殉道的。
And people say, I will die for the Lord.
他们杀了我，我也说相信的。
I will still say I believe, even they kill me.
我说你有这样的信心很好哈。
I said, it's very good to have the faith like that.
但是那个还没有来啊。
But that doesn't come yet.
如果今天上帝说让你来饶恕你的太太，让你来饶恕你身边的弟兄的时候，你都不肯饶恕，你说我要为主去死，那个不现实啊。
It's actually not realistic because if you said if the Lord asks you to forgive the people who if the Lord asks you to forgive your husband or your wife or the brother and sister who sins against you, however you can't do that, but you say I will die for the Lord. This is actually unrealistic.
你最好活在现在，把你现在的事情解决了。
You better deal with the issues you have at this moment.
现在神就与你同在，而且神会给你足够的力量去解决这些问题。
And now God is with you, and He will give you enough wisdom and strength to deal with those problems.
好，我们借用神自己自我启示的这一段经文，我是自有拥有的神啊，来思考我们有的时候我们的内心深处对过去、现在、将来的这些态度啊。
We would like to use the characters about the Lord, I am who I am, to thinking about what we have in the past, at the present, and in the future.
好，下面一段经文呢，在出埃及记的34章。
The second scriptures come from the Exodus, chapter 34.
这也是神在跟摩西一起宣告他自己的属性啊。
And this is also what the God proclaimed to Moses about his character.
他说：“耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。”
He said, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness.”
为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。
Maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin, he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punished the children and their children for the sins of the father to the third and the fourth generation.
好，这里说神是慈爱的神啊。
And here he said the Lord is the compassionate and gracious Lord.
有恩典，有慈爱，而且不轻易发怒。
And he said he's slow to anger.
我们信主一段时间的弟兄姊妹，当你经历神的时候，你会很吃惊于神的忍耐啊。
For some of the brothers and sisters who has become a believers for some time, you will be surprised that how patient the Lord can be.
我们那么多年背逆神，不认识神，神还在忍耐等候，愿意给我们机会，愿意我们悔改。
After all these years of our rebellions and sins against Him, but the Lord waits patiently and still gives us the chance to repent.
所以他是为我们存留慈爱的神啊。
So He keeps the compassionate and gracious for us.
但是这里还有一个态度啊，就是说他说他万不以有罪为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。
But also he said he will not leave the guilty unpunished. He will punish the children and their children for the sins of the father to the third and the fourth generation.
所以咱们中国人老讲有报应啊。
Sometimes in our Chinese people we're saying there's it's kind of like a revenge or if you did something bad, the bad results will come.
其实是有的哈，神说他追讨这个罪要到三四代啊。
It can be true because he said he punished to the third and the fourth generation.
所以有的时候我们说，哎呀，我们这一代遇到什么问题，我们可以追溯到祖上是不是做了什么错事哈，犯了什么罪，所以让他的儿女来承受这个报应哈。
Sometimes we think we've been punished for the some bad things that our ancestor did.
我为什么要谈这个呢？这是神自己启示的。
Why I should talk about this? Because this is revealed by the God.
有的时候我们管这种东西叫咒诅哈。
Sometimes we say this is a curse.
有的时候这一个家庭里接二连三的出现这些问题，我们说这个家庭是被咒诅的。
Sometimes we see problems or disasters happen in the family, and we say this family is in curse.
这个是有的，这个不是瞎说的哈。
This can be true.
但是我们现在坐在这里的弟兄姊妹，信主的弟兄姊妹，我们是有福的。这个咒诅只被斩断了，只因为耶稣基督替你受了咒诅。
But all the brothers and sisters who sit here, we are all blessed because all this curse has been broken or have been cut off because Jesus died for us.
只是因为耶稣在十字架上为你承受了这个咒诅，所以今天你的咒诅从祖辈来的完全没有掉。
Because Jesus has been take upon your curse on the cross, so that all the curses come from our ancestors has been broken.
还有从你过去所犯来的罪所遗留下来的问题对你的儿女完全没有影响了，因为这是耶稣为你所做的。
And all the guilt or the sins that you have in the past have nothing to do with your children because all the curses has been borne by Jesus on the cross.
所以今天当我们有一些弟兄姊妹啊，遇见一些困难的时候，遇见疾病啊，遇见一些灾难的时候哈，我很痛心啊，有时候真的看到其他弟兄姊妹说这是报应啊，肯定是他做了什么错事，然后神惩罚他哈，你这个想法是不对的。
And sometimes we see some brother and sister who was sick or have some disaster or some bad things happening, and some people say, oh, you've been cursed, and this is must be something you've done bad, and God wants to punish you. Don't think like that.
如果上帝因为你的罪而给你惩罚的话，你现在就死掉了。
If God wants to punish for your sin, you've all been dead.
只是因为耶稣基督的缘故，你不是因为罪而受的惩罚。如果你今天有疾病，遇见灾难，那个是神给你的环境，要你成长。
So all the punishment has been borne by Jesus on the cross. So anything happened to us these days, no matter sickness or issues, is actually a conditions or the situation that God created to want you to become more mature.
好，虽然是这样子哈，那我们在读这一段经文的时候，在上帝启示他自己的时候，他说我万不以有罪为无罪，那神对罪恶的态度那个时候是那样，今天还是那样。
Even so, God still said, I will not leave the guilty unpunished. This is his attitude towards sin. So his attitude towards sin was like that before, and his attitude towards sin is still the same as today.
如果神认为罪可以不受惩罚的话，就可以赦免了的话，其实根本不用耶稣来的。
If God can easily just forgive your sins, and we don't need Jesus,
他就赦免了就算了嘛。
And he just forgive us.
那耶稣为什么要上十字架？正是因为神的公义性。神说我不会以有罪为无罪。
Why Jesus need to be crucified on the cross? It's just because God is a righteous God. He said, "I will not leave guilty unpunished."
所以今天我们的基督徒哈，我们知道我们的主为我们在十字架上流血，但是我们还想着我们是可以犯罪而不受惩罚的，这个是有问题的想法啊。
So today, as our brother and sister, if we think that Jesus shed his blood on the cross for us, but we still can do whatever we want, we can still sin against him, this is very wrong.
好，我们来看最后一段经文啊，这是在新约圣经的罗马书里面啊，罗马书的第十一章。
And our last scripture is coming from the book of Romans, chapter 11.
这一段经文保罗在讨论以色列人和外邦人在神的救恩里边的这个关系。
In these scriptures, an apostle Paul talking about the relationship between the Gentiles and the Jews.
他把这个以色列人呢比喻成这个橄榄的枝子。
He make the parables about the Israel is the branches of the olive tree.
把我们外邦人呢比喻成野橄榄。野地里生的。
And our Gentiles is a wild olive tree.
他说神把那些橄榄的以色列人这个旧的橄榄的枝子砍下来，把我们这个野橄榄呢接上去。
And he talking about God has cut off the branches of the olive trees and grafted us who is the wild olive branches.
所以在22节哈，他这里说可见神的恩慈和严厉，向那跌倒的人是严厉的，向你们是有恩慈的。
So in verses 22nd, consider therefore the kindness and sternness of God, sternness to those who fell, but kindness to you.
所以神的恩慈对我们呢，是把野橄榄接在那个橄榄树上。
So our grace from the Lord is that he has grafted us to the olive tree.
神的严厉对以色列人呢，因为他们的不信，所以把他们砍下来了。
So Lord's sternness to Israel is because their unbelief, he cut them off.
所以这里同时启示了神的两种属性啊，就是神的恩慈和严厉是在一起的，是并行的。
So here has revealed the two kinds of characters of the Lord, the kindness and the sternness, and they are together.
好，在罗马书的第二章哈，在罗马书的第二章，当保罗说到我们这些论断人的哈，给人定罪的，其实我们心里也有恩慈和严厉哈。我们对自己是恩慈的，对别人是严厉的。
And on the book of Romans, chapter 2, it talking about the people who judge other people, say, you who judge, you have no excuse. You pass judges on someone else for that.Whatever point you judge the other, you are condemning yourself.
我们总是非常容易的饶恕自己，然后我们会非常严厉的审判别人啊。
We always sometimes easily judge other people and easily forgive us.
所以在第二章的第四节哈，他说还是你藐视他丰盛的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢。
On the verse 4 said.Do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you towards repentance?
所以神的恩慈和严厉啊，神的恩慈有一个目的啊，他要是领我们悔改。
So, the Lord's kindness and, sternness, he have his purpose. And his kindness is actually want to lead us to repentance.
所以在现在新约时代的教会哈，我们有的时候是非常的 enjoy 神的恩慈，因为神的恩典来了嘛。
In today's churches, many of us talking about the blessings and the graces of the Lord because that's God's blessing.
像我们上一次这个讲到，我们从律法系统里出来，我们现在进入到恩典系统里边了。
Last week we talking about we were out from the systems of the law and entering the systems of the grace.
这是真实的，因为耶稣基督使我们在恩典里边。
This is true because Jesus Christ make us into the system of grace.
但是我们没有忘了主耶稣还讲过一句话呢，他说律法的一点一画都不可以废掉的。
But we don't forget that Jesus also mentioned one thing that we cannot abolish the Lord.
然后他说我们的义若不胜过文士法利赛人的义就不能够进天国。
He said if our righteousness is not better than the Pharisees and the teachers of Israel, we cannot enter the kingdom of the Lord.
他不是说我们的义如果跟他们的义不同的话我们跟他们不同我们才能进天国。
He didn't mention that the righteousness is different.
他说我们的义要胜过他们的义。
He said our righteousness need to surpass the righteousness of the Pharisees.
所以神的恩慈是引我们悔改。
So the Lord's grace is leading us to repentance.
神的严厉要让我们警醒，让我们知道不可以借着神的恩来放纵自己。
The Lord's sternness wants us to tremble and fear Him, that we cannot sin easily.
昨天我们有妈妈团契哈，大家都觉得呀，现在的小孩子真是非常的不好带哈。
We have a young mothers fellowship yesterday, and we all talking about that, you know.The kids these days very difficult to discipline.
你要跟这个孩子真是斗智斗勇哈。
You really need to be wise mom, so to be able to argue with your kids sometimes.
你看到有时候小孩子他就在看你的底线。
And sometimes the children really want to test your boundary.
你告诉他不可以越过这个界限哈。
You give him a boundary and you tell him you cannot cross over.
他就这样一步一步的来试探哈。
And
试探哎。
And he sometimes.Always try to try your boundary.
试探到你什么时候才跟他发怒
？And to see when you actually really going to be mad at him.
大家有没有这个感觉？我觉得我自己是这样，我有时候也在看神的底线哈。
Do you feel the same way? Sometimes I do because sometimes I'm thinking I'm trying to test God's boundary.
我知道告上帝是恩慈的。
I know Lord is grace, and
他知道我是软弱的
and he know I'm weak.
所以我经常犯错
so I always make mistakes.
然后我想他会赦免我的
and I think he will forgive me.
所以我就不断的来看他的底线哈
So I continue to sing so that I know what is the Lord's boundary is.
所以今天的信息是给我自己准备的也哈
So today's message is actually for myself.
当神的严厉到来的时候，我们最好不要等到那一个时候才知道悔改啊。
It's better that we don't wait until to repent until Lord's sternness show us.
虽然在这里讲哈，以色列人被剪下来以后，他说我们这个野橄榄都能接上，那原来的枝子也是可以再接回去的。
And today talking about the olive branches has been cut off so that our white olive branches can be grafted. But however, if Lord can grafted the wild olive branches, of course he can graft back the nutrous, the nutrous branches.
那我们这个野橄榄枝子已经被接上了，就不要非要等到神的严厉到来，再把你cut下去以后，你再盼望着神再把我接回去。
So please don't wait until God to cut off us as the wild olive branches, and so that.Hopefully that he have his mercy and hope we can be grafted back again.
那主耶稣说过，那个不结果子的枝子就把它剪下来，就丢在火里烧了。
And Jesus said once and said he will cut off the branches that don't bear fruits and throw away in fires.
我们不要试探神的底线到那一个程度哈。
So please don't try to tempt God the boundaries until that day.
那我们知道神是有恩慈也是有严厉的。
We know the law is grace and but also kindness and also have sternness.
在我心里啊，一直以来这一段时间哈、啊，常常有这个感动啊，就是我们的教会啊，我们的弟兄姊妹啊，什么时候能够真实的面对现在，然后认真的开始过敬虔的生活
？And in all these days, I'm always thinking about things from when that all our brothers and sisters in our churches can actually want to make up your mind and decided to have a holy life.
因为我去中国的时候，我也看到中国有很多的基督徒啊。
When I went to China and see there's a lot of Christians in China.
一方面非常的感动。
And I was very touched and moved by them.
但是另外一方面也有也很难过。
And the second hand, on other parts, I'm also very sad.
因为这么多数量的基督徒，但是对社会产生不了影响。
With that amount of the Christians, but we seems have very less efforts to the society.
教会里很多的问题。
We have a lot of issues in the church.
刚才我们唱的那首诗歌哈、啊，教会唯一的根基是主耶稣基督。
We sing the songs just now and said Jesus Christ is the only foundation of the church.
教会是他的心腹啊。
Church is his bride.
所以他爱教会。
So he loved our churches.
所以我们作为主耶稣基督的心腹哈，求神怜悯我们，今天开始下这个决心，愿意开始过圣洁的生活。
So we as the new brides of the Lord, may the Lord help us that from today that we want to make up our mind and to want to have a holy life.
神给我们的恩慈确实是神愿意赦免我们的过犯，当我们犯罪得罪神的时候，圣经上也说神是信实的，如果我们悔改，神就赦免我们。
So, Lord is grateful and is faithful, and He will forgive us. And then in the Bible, it also says if we repent and we admitted our mistake, and He will forgive us, and He is faithfulness.
我们确实是脱离了那一个旧的律法里边被定罪的系统，进入到这个恩典的系统里边来了。
We are truly get out of the system of Lord and entering the system of the grace.
但是另外一点，在这样的恩典里边，神还给了我们一个应许啊。
But even in this grace, that the Lord has promised us one thing.
他愿意跟我们在一起。
He wants to be with us.
他愿意给我们力量，让我们能够靠着他战胜罪恶。
He will give us the strength that we can overcome the evils with His help.
所以在基督里边，我们得自由。这个自由是什么自由呢
？So we have freedoms in Jesus Christ. What kind of freedom it is?
这个自由不是我可以自由犯罪而不受惩罚的自由。
This is not the freedom that we can sin and do not get punished.
这个自由是我可以不犯罪的自由。
This is the freedom that we do not need to sin.
我知道我们说人都是软弱的。
We all said we are all weak.
我们达不到那个神绝对的标准。
We can't reach the ultimate goals of the Lord.
但是你达不到和你从来就不想达到不是一回事。
But it's different that you cannot reach the goal.And you never want to become, to reach the goal is different.
如果你想达到的话，神应许了给你力量。
If you want to, the God had promised you that He will give you the strength.
所以我老跟弟兄姊妹们分享，你的决定是非常重要的。
So I always share with brothers and sisters that your decision is very important.
我决定愿意彼此相爱，我愿意爱我的弟兄，我愿意决定我愿意在主里面合一，这是我的决定。
I choose to love my brother and sister. I choose to be so that we can become one and united in Christ Jesus. That's my decision.
虽然环境可能非常困难。
Even though the situation can be very difficult,
当我这样决定的时候，我向神求力量。
But once I decided and I asked the help from the Lord,
神帮助我的心里能够有耐心，帮助我的心胸宽阔，能够懂得如何与弟兄姊妹合而为一，这是神可以添加给我的力量。
And the Lord has promised that He will give me the strength and the wisdom, and He will help me, and He can strengthen my faith.
所以鼓励弟兄姊妹们做这个决定哈，当我们 们决定跟随主，愿意过圣洁的生活的时候，你走不过去的路，神会添加给你力量。
So I encourage all the brothers and sisters today, make up your mind to follow Jesus. Then if you have any difficulties, pray to the Lord that He will help you to guide you through the path.
我觉得教会里边哈，为什么当主耶稣来到地上的时候哈，他痛斥的一类人哈，叫做假冒为善的人。
When Jesus came down on earth, that's one type of people that he really hates, is the hypocrites.
因为这类的人对教会的危害太大了。
Because this kind of people has bad damage to church.
还是上次在那个宣教的那个晚餐上边哈，那个讲员讲了一个他自己个人的建立哈，见证哈。
On the last time of the ministry dinner, the speaker is talking about his testimony.
他自己本来是个医生。
He's a doctor.
他在澳洲可以过非常优越的生活。
He can have a very good life in Australia.
但是他决定顺服主的呼召去宣教。
But he want to obey God's calling and he want to go on his ministry.
他说那我需要面对一个情况，就是像一个失败者。
So I have to face the situation. I'll be looked as a loser.
因为我住不起那么大的房子，开不上那么好的车。
Because I cannot afford big houses anymore. I can't afford good cars anymore.
那这个不单是我的问题，而且我的孩子要经历这一个。
This is not just my problem, but also my children as well.
所以他说儿子来问我，爸爸为什么我们就不能买那个大房子呢？
So my son came to ask me, Dad, why we cannot afford a big house?
然后他说儿子跟他说有一次哈，说的非常震撼他哈。他儿子来找他说，爸爸，你可以说你跟随耶稣，但是你做你该做的事就行了嘛。
This once actually his son tell him something he was quite shocked. His son tell him and said, Dad, you can say you follow Jesus. You don't just need to do that.
他说因为你知道为什么吗？我看到别人都是那样做的。
You know,
我看到教会里的人都是那样做的。
You know what? Because I see other people, they all do the same thing. Everybody in the church, they did the same thing.
因为孩子每周到教会来看到教会的弟兄姊妹，那也不单是一个医生吧，人家都说跟随耶稣，人家怎么都没像你这样呢？那人家都还是有大房子住的嘛。
Yeah, his son come to the church every day, and he see many, many people in the churches, and you're not the only doctor, and everybody said, I follow Jesus. But it's not necessary to go on the ministry and give up all this. Why you cannot be like one of them?
所以我们所说的和我们所行的能够合为一体啊，这个才是信仰中最宝贵的。
So what we said and what we choose to do can be united. This is very important in our faith.
所以为什么说我们怎么把孩子能够带到神的面前来呢？你看那个孩子的眼睛，他是非常亮的哈。
So sometimes we said how we can bring our children to the God, to the Lord, and you realize that the children they have their own perspective.
他不光是听你讲哈。
They only just listen to you.
他要看你做的。
They want to see your deeds.
然后他还要看别的人是怎么做的。
And they want to see the action from other people as well.
然后他总结了，他说的，哎呀，其实教会里边大部分人呢都是说跟随主，实际上不是跟随的。
And he might have his own conclusion that in the church, many people say they want to follow the law, but actually they don't.
然后他的信仰开始产生摇动。
Then his faith might shaken.
然后他就去问他爸爸，爸爸，你这样做有必要吗？
Then he asked his dad, "Is really necessary that you did this?"
一定非得这样做吗？
You really want to do this?
我们也可以来享受世界上的生活，然后我们说我们跟随主，我们在教会里可以一样生活得很好。
How about we just still, you know, enjoy the life of the world, and we say we follow Jesus, and we can have a good life in the church?
我在这里讲这个例子呢，只是想提醒弟兄姊妹们，提醒我自己哈，真实的来面对神的呼召，面对神的话。
I want to share this story to brothers and sisters so that we can really face our faith and in front of the Lord and to be real.
昨天晚上去参加那个John和 Michelle 一家的这个 Carlos 的 training 的毕业的一个聚会哈。
Yesterday I was in Michelle's and John's Carlos graduation ceremony.
有一个小姊妹的见证是让我非常感动的。
There's a sister that she has a testimony which really touched me.
她是划船的于俊全牧师的儿媳妇。
She's the daughter-in-law for one of the very famous pastors.
她说她跟丈夫已经结婚八年了。
She says she has been married with her husband for 8 years.
她说她丈夫一直有一个心愿，想要到非洲去宣教。
Her husband always have a calling or very passion about a ministry in Africa.
然后她说她丈夫每一次问她的时候，她都说我不去。
And every time her husband asked him, "Do you want to go to Africa with me?" And she said no.
为什么去非洲呢？
Well, why Africa?
她不想去的。
No, I don't want to go.
所以但是经过了这一个Carlos 这个课程这个培训以后，她昨天晚上讲的见证说，她现在先生问她的时候，她可以说我愿意。
But after the training of Carlos and Lord had changed her mind, Lord had changed her changed her, and then she actually said last night, she said if her husband asked her again, "Do you want to go to Africa with me?" she would say yes.
看到这样的年轻的生命的转变哈，你看到人在真实的回应神的呼召的时候，那个生命的转变是非常美好。
It's really, really beautiful that we can see a young people that actually their life has been changed by the Lord, and it's really beautiful.
盼望着。我不是说我们都要去非洲宣教哈。
I'm not talking about that we all going to have a ministry in Africa.
盼望着在当神在我们心里有感动的时候，我们能够开始转变我们自己的生命啊。
But I really hope that when you have a calling from the Lord, and our life can be changed.
昨天我们在妈妈团契上也在重新重复了一个概念哈，就是在管教中学习的人，这样的人是有智慧的。
Yesterday we also share a point in the fellowship and with the young mother, and it's very wise for you to learn from disciplines.
他说这是在箴言里边讲到的哈，他说如果人不服管教的话哈，说这样的人是畜类。
From which?
箴言十二章第一节，他说喜爱管教的就是喜爱知识，恨恶责备的却是畜类。
Okay, sorry.
Sorry. 箴言十二章一节。
Okay. So in Proverbs chapter 12, it said, "Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid."
当神有个环境难处给我们的时候，神说神的恩慈是引我们悔改，让我们来思想。
When there's a difficult situations that the Lord had created for us, it says those difficulties or it will lead us back to repentance.
所以在管教中能够学习，能够成长，能够学到知识的，这样的人是非常有智慧的。
So if you can learn knowledge through discipline, then these people is wise.
如果在困难的环境里，我们只会抱怨，只会推卸责任的话，他说那样的人是畜类。
And if we're only grumbling in all those difficulties, and he says he is stupid.
神用什么样的方式来提醒我们呢？
What kind of method that the Lord used to remind us?
第一个是神的话。
And the first is the Lord's words.
同时神的圣灵在我们里面。
Also, the Holy Spirit is with us.
所以圣经上说我们来到圣经的面前就像我们照镜子一样。
So the scripture said when we come to the Bible, it seems like we're looking in the mirror.
除了这两点以外呢，就是在我们实际生活中的见证，他让我们看。
And also, it's in our daily testimony. He wants us to see.
有的时候你看到一个人很不好的时候，你忽然间发现，哎，我怎么跟他很像呢？
Sometimes you see someone, you don't say, "Nah, it's not good." But then, actually, you realize I'm the same with him.
这是神的方式来提醒我们，让我们来思考，来悔改。
This is one kind of the Lord's way to remind us that we need to repent.
我常常觉得，你看那些没信主的人哈，有的人是很好的人。
And sometimes we see those unbelievers. They actually very nice.
我一点都不比他们好。
I'm not better than them.
那为什么我得着了神的恩典呢？
Why I got God's grace?
我才知道这个真的是恩典，不是因为我好，所以神给我。
And I know this is really God's grace because it's not because I'm good. It's Lord's grace. It's Lord's grace.
有的时候神让你的生活、你的事业或者 你所手里做的事儿吧，像触礁了一样过不去了。
And sometimes it seems that we have difficulty in our life, no matter it's in your career or in your works, it seems you can't get over it.
我盼望弟兄姊妹们在这个时候不要急着去抱怨啊。
And some, I hope that brothers and sisters do not easily grumbling at this moment.
然后不要在这个时候很容易的把注意力转移到那个，你看就是某某某人，这是他的责任。
And don't just put your focus in someone else and just blame other people. It's all his fault.
也盼望这个时候我们能安静到神的面前啊，是不是神要借着这件事对我说一些话？
Hope that at this moment that we can be still and wait in front of God and just ask yourself, is it this is the Lord's will?
是不是这个时候神要借着这件事提醒我什么？
Is it God want to remind me for something?
当神提醒我的时候，我知道的时候，主啊，我就愿意悔改。
Lord, if you remind me of this, that if you know that I was wrong, please give me the strength I can repent.
今天神还没有把我们从那个枝子上剪下去，神的恩慈还在我们身上。
Today, God still didn't cut off from that branch, from the trees yet, and the Lord's grace is still with us.
这里讲，他说，只要你长久在他的恩慈里，不然你也要被砍下来。
And, in the scripture said, provide that you continue in his kindness, otherwise you will be cut off as well.
所以他是有恩慈给你的，但是你是有责任长久的保持在他的恩慈里边的。
So God has the kindness, but you also have the responsibility to provide you continue in his kindness.
刚才我们读到第二章，这个罗马书的第二章讲到他的恩慈是为了引你能够悔改。
And on chapter 2 of the book of Romans, it said, His grace is to lead your repentance.
他的恩慈给了你足够的时间空间，让你有机会思想，足够的智力，让你能够悔改。
His kindness to give you enough time and effort that you can repent.
所以保守我们自己常在神的恩慈里边。
So hope that we are always in God's kindness.
好，今天的信息哈，我希望大家从这里出去至少能够达到两点内容哈，两个内容。
So hopefully today you can get two points when you once we finish today's service.
第一个就是把你的注意力从神能为你做什么变成神自己。
First, put your focus that what God can do for you instead of who God is.
神在过去做了什么，将来要做什么，把这些做了什么的内容，把你的信仰放在从那里转移出来，放在神自己身上。
Change the focus of what God has done for you and what God will do for you back to who God is.
第二点呢，记得神在我们身上的恩慈，也记得神在我们身上的严厉。
And the second, to remembrance the kindness that the Lord has given us and also his sternness.
神对罪恶的态度从过去到现在没有改变过。
And his attitude towards sin has never changed since the past and now.
我非常的难过的看到有一些基督徒的弟兄姊妹们自己在罪当中，然后还自己非常的高兴，认为我是得救的，我是被赦免的。
I'm actually very sad to see some of the Christians. They are actually in their sin that they never realized, and he's still very happy and think I'm saved.
在这个时候你要记得神的恩慈和严厉是并行的。
You need to really realize at this moment that God's kindness and sternness are together.
盼望着我们不是那种试探神底线的人啊。
Hopefully that we are not the people who try to tempting the God's boundary.
老在那里探，探到有一天神向你变脸的时候，那个是非常非常痛苦的时候了。
It will be very miserable until the day that God's sternness come to you and you might be regret.
所以保守自己常在他的恩慈里边。
So hopefully we are always in God's kindness.
而且神也告诉我们，其实他的恩典会给我们是一生一世的。
And God actually promised that his grace will be us for our whole life.
好，求神帮助我们，我们一起祷告。
May God help us, let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你在你的救恩里边给我们这样伟大的恩典。
We thank you that you give us the grace of your salvation.
帮助我们的心不轻忽了你的救恩。
Help us that we don't take this grace for granted.
让我们知道 你的恩典是要引导我们悔改。
So that we know that your grace is lead us to repent.
主啊，帮助我们有一颗愿意悔改的心。
Lord, give us a heart of willing to repent.
帮助我们有在困境中反思的智慧。
Give us the wisdom that we can repent in difficulties.
帮助我们能够在你的管教中来学习，来成长。
Help us to learn the knowledge through your disciplines.
主啊，真是常常的来提醒我们。
Lord, always remind us.
你自己的恩慈和严厉是并行的。
And your kindness and sternness are together.
不要让我们存着狡诈的心来试探你。
Don't let us to sneakily and try to tempt you.
帮助我们能够爱你，能够降服在你的面前。
Help us that we can love you and we can always obey you.
使你自己的旨意能够成就在你众儿女的身上。
May your will be done on us.
成就在你的教会当中。
May your will be done in the churches.
谢谢主听我们这样的祷告。
Thanks Lord to listen to our prayer.
我们祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you.